Residents of Hoosick Falls have been dealing with undrinkable water and having their blood tested as of this week. Meantime, a temporary system is being installed to filter the chemical PFOA from the village water supply. The system is one of several steps taken by company Saint-Gobain to address the contamination issue. The pollution has been traced back to Saint-Gobain's buildings in the small Rensselaer County community. Last week, New York State classified Saint-Gobain's facility on McCaffrey Street as a Superfund site. Saint-Gobain Performance Plastics President and CEO Thomas Kaniski spoke about how the state's involvement impacts the situation.
First of all, we don't know exactly what a site, a Superfund site designation means, so we're going to learn that. But what I would say is, and this is critical because, you know, when we did our own testing at our own site and found the high levels, we're still looking to determine, you know, what was the pathway for that. And while we can do a certain amount of work ourselves, to investigate since the time that we've owned the property and what we've done there and all of those kinds of things. We can do that ourselves, and we can do the test wells at our site. The problem is that, you know, in order to really determine what's going on, you know, we needed help because we can't test other sites throughout the village and even go back and look at the history of the prior owners. You know, so what I think is going to happen, and, you know, we're looking forward to this, is that now we can go to the investigation phase. Now, I never wanted to push too much the investigation phase before until the water got fixed. So you know, our focus has always been, you know, let's get the filtration units on, and now that that's happening. So I fully expect now with the Superfund site designation, we would have had the filtration even without that. So that's, you know, that would have happened without the designation. What wouldn't have happened is the investigation in a way that's very cooperative and proactive. And so we're really looking forward to that because, you know, we need to know. We need to know how it got there and what's the pathway. You know, what can we do about it and enter into a dialogue about remediation across the village. So that's what we're looking forward to. And, you know, hopefully that'll be a open, proactive, cooperative amount of work between us and the state agencies.
A lot of the reporting that's been coming out of the village and the town of Hoosick, it's focused on many of the people in town who still have a lot of fears about the chemical because there are so many unknowns. We don't know how long it's been in the ground. We don't know if the levels have gone up or down over the years. We still don't know exactly where the plume is, the source of the pollution. So how can you, I guess, assure the local residents and the people in the area that the filtration systems and what's being done will filter the PFOA out of the water system?
Yeah, so the filtration units have been used in other communities and have done the job, and it's a proven technology. The temporary system was signed off on by the DOH and the EPA, so we fully expect, and again, that's by far the most important thing. I mean, you know, to have village residents having to use bottled water just, you know, that's not what we want here whatsoever. So, you know, right now, you know, 2 to 3 weeks from now, or a little longer than that, once they validate the system, we fully, fully expect it's going to work. It's been used before. It's proven technology.
So the company has done a lot so far with supplying the bottled water, the filtration system. As we've said, there's this temporary one that's going in now, and then this permanent filtration system that's coming in scheduled for this fall. But also, you know, there's also the pressure now that the word has got out. You have folks like Senator Charles Schumer, who said that he wants Saint-Gobain to be transparent and remain transparent throughout the whole process and stay there. Just down the road in Rensselaer County, the town of Nassau, there's another Superfund site with the Dewey Lowful landfill, and people have been struggling with that for years. So what is Saint-Gobain's role in the cleanup and the, taking a look at this years down the line?
Right. You know, I don't know if you know this or not, Lucas, but we're a 350-year-old company. We celebrated it last year, in fact. And I think it's a remarkable achievement. It's one of the world's oldest companies. And one of our core values is actually to be part of the community and the fabric of the communities that we are that we work in, obviously, but also where our employees live. And so, you know, I think you don't get to be that age unless you have some of those core values, and we have those. And so, you know, the one thing, and it was one of the reasons why I was in Hoosick Falls the last couple of days, is, of course, our employees are concerned as well. The residents are concerned. I think the village is concerned, the village representatives, the leadership, and our employees are concerned. So I wanted to make sure that I went there and told them that, you know, we're in this for the long term. This is a great plant that we have in Hoosick Falls. And let me just tell you a few things about it. You know, we have 200 people there between the two sites at McCaffrey Street and Liberty Street. While I was there, I toured an expansion that we just made in Liberty Street. You know, so we're going to try to continue to grow the business. That plant competes on a global basis. The products that are coming out of that, you know, plant in this little village of Hoosick Falls are competing globally in markets such as sophisticated markets like aerospace, automotive, electronics, industrial applications. And the people there are proud of that. They're hardworking. They're passionate about what they do. And you know, we will be there.